Milo Yiannopoulos was there to give a speech. Why was he there to give a speech? Because he was invited. Joining me now to talk about all this is the man himself, Milo Yiannopoulos. Good evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. I have to tell you, you are quite a draw these days, I must tell you.
I seem to be very popular. I'm very flattered.
Well, you know what's amazing to me? The irony here is compelling. Berkeley is almost the birthplace of free speech.
Home of the free speech movement.
That's
absolutely
right, from the 60s.
Absolutely.
I remember it. You don't. I'm sure.
I'm sorry to say I don't.
But it is amazing. Okay, so tell my audience what you experienced the other night after being invited to give a speech. Now, let's make one thing clear. You are conservative. You're an openly gay conservative.
Yeah.
Politically incorrect pundit.
So they say. I tell jokes that upset the left, about some of their special favored victim groups. But I'm very popular on campus because I talk about free speech and free expression and something that is really under threat on American college campuses, which is the First Amendment. Many of these universities are not fulfilling their commitment to the First Amendment. So student groups invite me to point that out, to talk about the absurdity of, the sort of, there's no other word for it than persecution, really, that conservatives and libertarians find themselves, subject to on college campuses.
All right, so you get to Berkeley. You're from where?
I'm from London.
Okay, you're from London. You get to Berkeley. The reputation is kind of this free spirit, everybody's high.
That's what America was supposed to be like, I couldn't believe it. I honestly couldn't believe it. I'm from Europe. If it exists, there are regulations about it. If it exists, there are rules about it in Europe. I come to America, home of the free, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've never experienced anything quite
like that.
So
you're in the building. What is the first thing that you're told when you realize that there's a problem?
Well, there's noise coming from outside. So people are hurling things at the police, hurling things at the building, Roman candles, rocks, all kinds of other things, fireworks. They're setting light to things. The tree is on fire. I'm evacuating.